Scripture says many of the same things about the kingdom of God and the church. For example, both are God's people, and Christ is king over both. But the kingdom and the church aren't identical. So do they just look alike? Do they overlap? What is the relationship between the kingdom of God and the church?
This question about the relationship between the kingdom of God and the church is one that's haunted Christians for a long time, at least since the Reformation, and probably before. But as I understand it, the relationship between the kingdom of God in the earth now, that which Jesus has inaugurated and is already at work, like leaven in the loaf, but is not yet complete. The presence of the kingdom of God in the earth and the church is something like this. Jesus Christ has come, and in his incarnate life, in his ministry in overcoming the power of evil, in his self-sacrificial life to overcome the power of sin, in his resurrection from the dead to overcome the power of death, he has renewed creation. And there is now at work in creation the reign of God. The kingdom of God has now been launched, so to speak, into the world through Jesus Christ. The church is not that kingdom. The church is filled by its nature with some of those who maybe at the end of all things will be tares sown among the wheat. So the church is not the kingdom. However, as the body of Christ, the people of God, the temple in which God dwells by His Spirit, the church is meant to be, by God's design, the visible manifestation of the reality that the kingdom of God has come upon the earth in Jesus Christ. The church is not inconsequential to the kingdom, then. The church is meant to be the visible evidence in our lives of worship, our lives of obedience to the gospel, our lives of self-giving love, and reflecting the character of Christ in how we treat one another and how we relate to the world. Those lives are meant to reveal to an unbelieving world that the kingdom has come and that the promise of God is certain. So the relationship between the church and the kingdom of God is the relationship of a reality to a sign. Much like the bread and the wine in Holy Communion are signs of the reality of the self-sacrificial broken body and shed blood of Jesus Christ.
Jesus himself was the embodiment of the kingdom, but as he gathers us into him, he also gathers us into a fellowship with one another. It's not just a elective or voluntary organization where we can get things done better, but we reflect the unity of Jesus when we unite together in his church and come under his shepherds, because he did leave us, first of all, apostles. He told Peter, "You are the rock on which I'll build my church." Jesus is the cornerstone. The apostles are the foundation stones. We're told in places like Ephesians 4. And we're all being built into a spiritual house or a temple for God, as 1 Peter chapter 2 reminds us. And so we're not just followers of Jesus individually, but we are the embodiment of this new creation that Jesus has brought in by his resurrection from the dead and by his giving of the Spirit to us as his new temple, so that we are the presence of the kingdom of God in the church, where people can find mercy and forgiveness, and they can find provision when they lack, and they can find companionship when they're lonely. So the church really is a foretaste of the new heavens and earth, which will one day be visible throughout the whole creation.